What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us, for open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Scooby Dooby Doo. You think they were eating mushrooms or you think they were smoking weed?
Definitely weed. Shaggy and fucking Scooby, they were.
Well, yeah, they were definitely smoking weed, but I think they were eating mushrooms.
Oh, man. That's what Velma was doing. She knew what was up.
I'd say so. She was the hottest one, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely so. I mean, Daphne was just the...
Yeah, she was like the little cheerleader fucking hoity-toity bullshit bitch.
She was the one going to get it anyway, so Velma's the one you had to work for.
And here we go.
Waka, waka, waka. Yeah.
God, this liquid death water is so fucking good.
Welcome, welcome.
Well... You need to give us a fucking sponsorship. All right, welcome you. Good.
Take me up to the window. when we get the boys together, me and Big John used to do Off the Deep End. We would do conspiracy theories. We would have a lot of fun. Back in those days, our minds were a little bit different. Yeah. We're a little more mature now. Danny came alongside. Cobb has been porch talk from the beginning.
Doing it, yeah, for a long time.
And, like, we all bring a different flair, and we bring you the Halloween episodes because we all like horror. We talk about music. We talk about movies. And how many times has Cobb, predominantly, John Webb, makes a proclamation about something, and then years down the road, they were right.
Yeah. It happens.
It happens.
And really, I think that is, like, worth its weight in gold when we're doing a show like this. On top of, like, yeah, I get some cool interviews every now and then. But we're doing the show more than that. It's a lot of things.
We bring you a lot of information. Sometimes it's not correct information. But, you know, hey, it's fun. We enjoy it.
And that's why we're having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun about it.
So, the last episode, Goodbye 2024, if you partake, same people here then, same people here now. Danny promised a list.
Yep, I got a few things that look back at 2024 is as much of a train wreck as it was, guys. It was, 2024 was a wild ride. You know, we thought 2020 was.
Yeah, 2024 was even wilder. Yeah,
2020 was just the pearly gates. Oh, we had some things going on, guys.
Just imagine where we're going now.
Yeah, 2025 is going to be, that's going to be a ride there.
I want to take a little stop right here before we go any further. Music.
Yeah, let's cover a few.
All right, John, like, your style, for y'all that don't know, one of the widest vernaculars. You could be listening to Fish with John. Next thing you know, it will be 90s trap.
Waka Flocka.
He's all over the place. And, like, worked in radio for years. Big John. Yeah, you know.
Did all the shit.
And I like to talk music with him because I think I found something, and usually I'm very slow to the game. Over the past 6 months, there's been a register change. And I see it predominantly on YouTube, especially when I'm not logged into my account, just suggested, just surfing YouTube with what is being sold right now. And I think what the YouTube algorithm is selling and what people are listening to is, for the first time in a while, correct. You have, like, Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift. You have Big Girl Pop.
Yes.
Which is a very needed space.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
And it's everywhere, and they're blowing up. And, like, I was just telling Cassinia at Munson's the other night, like, I think this is, we're in the season of chick pop stars. Like, we're going to see a whole lot more of them, and they're going to do well. And I think, like, Fergie and some of those guys kind of came up in the wrong space, but they did well,
yeah,
like, with the adjustments that they made, like Black Eyed Peas or whatever else, stepping from or stepping into. But you have that. Also, you have a resurgence of Mac Miller. Yeah. He has a record coming out this year. So, like, hip-hop and rap, I think, is going to have a resurgence. I think what people like and what people are generally interested in, they're kind of stepping, like, quasi back to, like, late 90s, early 2000s. I think they're more into the rhythm and to the beat and to the step. Rather than this mumble shit.
Yeah, it's like people are getting more interested in lyrics again.
Yeah.
People are making songs that actually have lyrics again.
A little meaning.
Yeah, exactly. Not just talking about
And here comes Danny, and, like, something that I know he knows the field well is the other resurgence that I see is, like, metal. And not so much maybe what you think. I think it goes to...
It's new metal.
New metal.
New metal's coming back.
New metal is back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which for people
like back in a big way.
Yeah, that don't know what new metal is. I mean, it's like a cross between grunge, metal, and rap, basically. It's like hip hop. It's all running together that was ahead of its time in the, you know, that late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, it seems so strange when we were listening, you know, Limp Bizkit back in that day.
Yeah.
And now people are fucking flocking back to Limp
Bizkit.
They're
like going back to it like it's like, oh, it's brand new.
Dude, this
like
is how, the best. Chocolate even, starfish.
It becomes a meme, something that, like, to a certain generation of people was kind of made fun of. Mm-hmm. But on the other end, it's
they're
kind
like,
of endearing.
Oh, I'm going to look into this. And then they're like, well, this is actually pretty
And so
good.
I think that's how Creed came back, really.
Yeah,
I do.
That's what I was going to say. Creed came back with a vengeance.
Well, that's like with the 20s. The people in their 20s are into the Creed and Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Well, because they're listening to dad rock. They're listening to what their parents were listening to.
Well, see, I have a child that's kind of considered in that realm. Yeah. And she listens to, you know, My Chemical Romance and all that kind of like emo-y stuff.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, I mean, I didn't do too bad. I'm not mad about it.
No, I mean, that's emo, and that's a quick come around. I mean, that's very appropriate for that age.
Yeah.
It's like us, like when we were listening to like Steve Miller Band and, and you know, like Poison and shit like that, you know, back in the day. You knew it because that's what was, you know.
Yeah. I wonder, like, really, like, imagine being a band and like out in California or maybe even here. Just however,
it's happening everywhere now. And you don't have to be just in California.
And you make it, right?
Yeah.
But when you write these songs and they become these big hits and like a cultural stamp, and then 20 years later, like what we're saying, is maybe you didn't show your daughter this particular song, but it was very prevalent and popular during your heyday.
That time,
And like, what a conversation, right?
Yeah. Or if they want to like play it for you, hey, listen to this song. Hey. Oh, shit, that was my jam. You know?
I'm like, yeah, I know that song, baby. That's what I tell her all the time.
I don't know nothing about this.
I mean, it's almost like kind of describing like the huge cultural events, like a 9/11 to somebody. It's wild.
It is. And it's wild how the internet has taken over. Like you were saying, you used to have to go out to California, go up to Memphis, go up to Nashville to to do something, you know? And you don't have to have that now. All you have to have is talent and the internet. And that's really all you have to have.
You don't even really have to have talent.
The right time and the right person.
You just have to be right place,
don't
right
even have
time.
Have a good camera. That's right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Dude, we don't need a good. Back to the podcast point. That's what I'm telling you about this. Is we can get probably 300 views on this, maybe, without much effort.
If I start talking about some stinky socks, we
might push
might get
a thousand.
Pull a little nipple out.
It might tell a little bit about who listens.
But
I don't know.
I'll show people my cats.
We got list.
Yes.
And we're going to check them twice. Danny, take it away.
Danny.
We're going to kick back with what we're talking about being on the internet. I mean, the internet's a wild place, and I've got a list of moments that broke the internet, for the most part, in 2024.
Luigi Mangione.
This is in no particular order. None of my lists are in any particular order. I don't have best or worst. It's just kind of
It's just like, oh, this is, yeah, this shit happened.
Yeah, what it came to me. And
that's the way I make
came,
lists, so I'm with it.
we just going to roll it. But
first, we may add to it.
Yeah.
I'll probably miss. I'm pretty sure I missed some things. You know, it's just what it is.
How convoluted. Me and Wes said something earlier when we were doing Man Up.
Yeah.
Is just like with the timeline, since go far back as you want to go.
Yeah. I mean, we're always reminiscing going back.
And maybe, Cobb gets on to us all the time about
it. You got to think about the good times.
But. Really, it seems like yesterday, but then you look at it and you'd be like, That was actually 8 years ago.
8 years ago, man.
Feels like 2 weeks ago. You just never know. Time goes by.
So, yeah, I mean, and maybe I'll bring something up was 3 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah, I had to do a little fact checking on this and see. I was like, did this happen then? And I was like, oh, what
the?
I was like,
we're not even going to leave it up to the court of opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
but no, one of the first things I got on the list for 2024 as an internet breaking moment was the attempted assassination of Trump.
That was a big one, yeah.
That was, I mean, hell, that.
Does it not?
It's like one of the biggest memes out there, too. Like the most iconic pictures, to be honest. Yeah.
And I want to say this. Does it not feel like that Alan Jackson song when he was talking about 9/11?
Where we. That's him. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's exactly it, John. Yeah.
Where it, were you
when I think it'll be that kind of a moment. Yeah, really.
Feel that kind of, yeah, it's going to put it in history, that kind of thing. Yeah,
really? I do.
A president-elect Trump, or he wasn't even president-elect.
No, he was just rallying. Yeah. He was campaigning.
He was
and it was the first time. There was another second time.
Yeah, but I'm just like the initial attempted assassination. That hit the social media like crazy. It was like you couldn't. It was like 9/11. You couldn't turn on a TV or anything and not see it. You know, it was just one of those things.
I just want to take a break from the list and like here it is. I think this is like why we stopped doing off the deep end, because every day just felt like you were living off the deep end.
Yeah, every
it's
day.
Like really, like how many like life events, like historical events, have we truly lived through in the past couple years? Really,
really. Yeah, in the last 5 years, it's been.
We lived through a fucking pandemic.
Yeah. Aliens being real.
Fucking stock market. They
got these damn SUV sized drones.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
What's going on, man? It's wild.
Dude, people in London are going nuts right now. I don't know if y'all seen the news, but good God.
Over,
they're rioting in the streets, man. Like, it was crazy. They're
over
fighting.
What?
I don't even remember.
Oh, I think I remember.
That'll be on next year's list for this year.
And look, that's why we threw some tea in the Boston.
They're fucking
good luck, okay? We're not covering Boston here. No. Are you kidding me? This is an American show.
We in Boston.
Boston.
List, please, back.
Go Red Sox. Anyway, so second on the list, and again, not in any particular order, we are going to go with Miss Haley Welch.
Yeah,
she broke the internet. With some hot Tua. Had to make a shirt and everything about it. You know, it's just kind of
wore it tonight.
Yeah, wore it tonight. Had to
pay homage for 2024 there.
You know, she pulled the rug on
all of her fans. She created the meme coin. Yeah, and then pulled it and crashed. And yeah, that was. A lot of people pissed off at
it. I feel like we covered that.
Did they think they were going to get fucking rich in the first place off of some bullshit, man? I mean, that's...
I think anytime somebody feels wise to that, and it's usually Reddit, let's be real.
Love Reddit.
Love you, Reddit, but like, y'all get to talking, and you got a big community, and a lot of people do things on the internet all at once. It really throws things out of whack.
It explodes.
And you really haven't figured that out yet.
No.
You gotta, figure that.
You gotta tame it a little bit.
Let us know when you do. Too,
there's no AI bots or anything monitoring conversation on Reddit. There's just fucking whatever. Just whatever the fuck.
Yeah, hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But so like, first off. You're downtown Nashville on Broad Street.
Yeah.
Broadway Street?
Broadway.
Broadway, yeah.
You get pulled aside by this random TikTok interviewer.
Basically, yeah.
And you say something that everybody resonates with. Yeah. It's either funny or it's true. Spit on that thing.
Everybody understood.
And
everybody,
you're on Bill Maher. Yeah. Oh, which is a show we love.
I do love Bill Maher.
God damn, do we love Bill Maher. You got to watch his podcast. What's that podcast called?
Bill Maher?
It's Club Random.
Yeah,
Club Random. Watch the Richard Dreyfuss episode, please.
Richard Dreyfuss, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, that one was wild.
He can't sit in the chair right. Neither can I. Oh, but, jeez. Gets me off track. She went on there, and Bill was hypersexualized, being creepy old dude.
Being Bill.
We love cool Bill, though, by the way. We're not hating.
That's cool. I'm trying to get the Bill Maher hair, man.
That's good shit. Cool Bill. Okay. But then, like, she creates this meme coin. She has this podcast, Hawk Tua podcast.
It's actually doing well. The Talk
Tua. It's over now.
Oh, yeah. They killed it?
Yeah, you haven't seen her anymore.
She dipped out after this meme coin.
Yeah, she
after she pulled the rug, she left. Seen or heard anything. She got quiet.
Well, see, everything's so far behind on Snapchat. Yeah, so you're still getting.
She
Snapchat's. I thought Snapchat was on the forefront, John.
No, it's so far behind. They're still talking about Gypsy Rose on Snapchat, man.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, nobody cares about her.
But, I mean, breaking the internet, little girl from Nashville who worked in the spring factory just becomes a damn sensation overnight. I mean, over, like, hours.
Really. Shit, she went to school at UNA, University of North Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just imagine. Anything I could say. Like we were talking about, internet, it's crazy shit.
Crazy.
You get lost in the internet, man.
I have another one in that same vein.
What is that? Go ahead.
Get it out, man.
You had Halo Welch. That was another pop star.
Oh, God.
That popped up over this year.
There was, yeah. It was pretty pretty internet-breaking as well. He kind of diddled around a little bit.
Faded
out?
Faded.
Oh,
Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, okay.
See, I don't even know who that is, man.
Period of time. Do y'all remember when everybody hated Bud Light?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. And now, you know, people are still mad at Bud Light. They're like, I ain't drinking that shit.
It's a tranny beer? Really?
Is it?
Is it?
How do you
Let know? Me tell y'all. That video that y'all saw on TikTok that y'all all lost, y'all's crap, that was a one-of-a-kind can that was personally sent to Dylan. Did I ever see it in the store? Did you?
No.
Did anybody see it in the store, really? And then you had the Daily Wire. Matt Walsh loves... I got my things. I love that too.
Was that in 2024? Wasn't that 2023?
It stretched into. Wait, stretched it did into. Pull over,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I have a big point.
There's still like cases of Bud Light everywhere.
I have a big point I'm about to make about the Daily Wire. Stretch into that.
Yeah.
People went back to drinking. Bud Light, Dana White from the UFC, Shane Gillis got the commercial. Recent commercial had John Del Calo from Little Stinkers. Shout out to Mike Rainey there. He'll be back at Porch Fest April 11th and 12th. Thank you. Come.
I'm not coming.
Porch Fest. He's a piece of shit. But with everything going as it is, 2024 and the wrap up, all this crazy shit. What was next on your list, Danny?
Next on the list was old Diddy. That definitely broke the internet too.
Jeff Ross, did y'all watch the Toast of 2024?
I mean, although I don't think we
Netflix.
I did.
No, it was dog shit.
I don't think it was surprising to anybody. To be honest with you, I really don't think it was.
I think
we all saw it coming.
But I feel like they switched out Diddy.
You think what?
I feel like they've switched him out with a clone or a body double.
Put him in a Diddy suit.
Yeah, there's somebody in a Diddy suit in jail. Diddy ain't in jail.
What I love about all of this is like so many people on the internet are having fun, like building conspiracies off of it. Like a lot of people are like pinning like Jay-Z's wife. Help me out.
Beyonce.
She recently had a halftime Brianna? Show.
Huh? I about called her Brianna.
Yeah. I would have too. Rihanna, sure. Yeah. It's a mix of Beyonce and Rihanna. Yeah. Great. She had the halftime show, and everybody thought they were talking on the internet. And this is white X. I don't know what black X is saying. Let me in!
I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, well, there's a... You got Jew X, you got Indian X is full of shit. Oh, you got every kind of X. Thank you. I'm just teasing, Elon. We're all having fun now, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Cheers. Man.
Well, anyway, that was a slippery slope, either way you look at it. It really was.
Where were we going?
What happened to this list of the Diddy people?
It all started with Cat Williams, though. You know,
yeah. Cat Williams, he made a roll call at the beginning of the year.
He started calling people out, and he was like, oh,
invited on to the Joe Rogan podcast because he said the comedians that Joe Rogan promoted ain't funny. And then he went on the Joe Rogan, but everything that he said on Sharp's show kind of came to fruition.
Yeah, we have
the Diddy party. What I was saying about the Beyonce halftime show.
Yeah,
all that is coming full circle here.
Why does she even? It's not even the Super Bowl yet, and why?
They're trying to get the normies to forget shit.
Like,
is what they're doing, really? Yeah. Wake the fuck up! And I like to talk about the sponsors that sponsor the show. This is brought to you by Jake Paul's Prime. Wake the fuck up. That's the slogan. They'll never sponsor this. I would never let them.
Prime? I don't even like their shit.
Thank you. I'd hop to on that thing.
This is bullshit. It's like fucking Amazon Prime. 3% juice.
What the fuck? Really? That's why everybody's on Ozempic.
Yeah.
Really?
And they're deteriorating their muscles.
They don't understand that yet.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, you're losing all this weight. Awesome. You're also losing muscle mass.
All this other stuff, yeah.
Thank you.
Need.
How's the Diddy list working out for you, really? You think Hollywood is ruined? That's why Beyonce went to do that halftime show? Are they trying to make you forget by playing Flowery? Have you seen what they're putting on commercials? Have you seen their TV shows? Mm-mm. Have you seen the movies they're promoting? The message they're putting out? What are they talking about, really? They're trying to take your mind off of Diddy.
Sean.
You think so? Dude, no, I don't really think that.
I saw that Jay-Z is getting tied up just as deep as Diddy, too.
Oh, wouldn't that be convenient?
There's a lot of them trying to unravel some tape, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
Wouldn't that be nice if we could? I'm sure we can. We got enough money.
Well, I mean, you can get out or get into anything with enough money.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
You can buy your way into anything. You can buy your way into about damn near anything, out of anything, too.
Sure. I'm sure there's enough videos and things circulating on the internet to keep people's eye on the P. Diddy thing. But do you really think, like, this will have any impact? Will it be like a Epstein, really?
I think it's
nobody talks about Ghislaine Maxwell anymore, right?
She just floated away.
Nobody says that anymore.
The client list just floated away.
What happened there?
It's probably the same fucking people on the Diddy list as on the fucking Epstein list.
I'm pretty sure there are some duplicates.
You know, some crossover? I'm sure there's got to be.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody, like, dude, people, like, I hate to say this. The what are they? The real blue blinded people. They are trying to make it okay to be a pedophile.
You're absolutely right.
They're trying to say it is okay. It is an illness. And you can be treated for it, or you can find people who will allow you to be with their children. That's so fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, man. Yeah. This world we live in is the weirdest shit.
And on that note, We'll go on to the next one on the list.
Yeah. Don't you love a good rant? Welcome to Porch Fest in 2025. Porch Talk, thank you.
Yeah.
You were invited to Porch Fest too, April 11th and 12th. Thank you.
But the next on my list would be the 2024 Olympics. They had a lot of really good things.
Great dancing. With
first thing.
The best Halloween costume. Could we?
Before we even get to that, though, the opening ceremony.
Oh, yeah, when everybody was like, they're imitating the Last Supper and being blasphemous.
Yeah, we had all that.
And it was a metal video.
Then we had Gojira doing the opening song, which was amazing, by the way. And
music related.
And they made that into their official video for that song, too.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. That's their official video now. So I thought that was actually really cool for it being, you know. So I'm just glad that metal finally made it into the Olympic world, which was pretty awesome.
Did you notice how fast people quit talking about that shit, though?
Oh, yeah.
About a week after the Olympics was over, you never heard anything else about it.
Except for Ray Gunn. That's definitely where all that came from. Ray Gunn, she's still out
there. Okay, so there's a difference in, like, being out the gate and calling something satanic. And then people like fat checking you.
Yeah.
There's a big difference in like something being gay and retarded, and people.
Ooh, R word.
What do you mean?
Hard R. Can't use that one.
What word?
The R word. Retarded.
You don't think that what she did was?
I mean, absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
Forgive me for calling a spade, and then like really saying it was good.
Yeah.
Really. Really? I'm not sorry. This ain't Shock Chop.
It's one of those things that was good because it was so bad. That was, you know...
That was why it was the most celebrated Halloween costume.
Exactly. It was a pun. It was, hey, we're making fun of it, but...
The lady that got held up in, what, Russia in 2024... For
Brittany Gasner.
Yeah. Less weed than I have in my hand right now. She got held in Russia for, what, 6 months?
Let's get something straight. What I gave you is not weed.
No, it's not weed. This is. I don't care. This is.
Love, help.
This is tobacco.
I hope this doesn't affect my future employment. Thank you. What else is on the list?
Well, after the Olympics, we had, what about the old, I didn't give a shit about this, but it did break the internet, Drake and Kendrick Lamar feud.
It's ongoing.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it started and it was just kind of like...
Did you see Andrew Schultz got involved?
Oh.
So there will be plenty of things down the pipe. And let's just all call this what it is. I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Yeah.
It's a great inflection on music and comedy coming together. A good fuse. Yeah. But when it comes to Kendrick and Drake, a lot of people, I think, and you know more about the hip-hop community than I do.
I hate Drake.
It looked like, and Drake, let's hypothesize this, everybody hang out, the giant. When it comes to the rap community, I thought for a long time, especially during like the teens of the 2000s, even the aughts, Lil Wayne was the stable horse. You had other people, Eminem. You had other people that everybody listened to, but everybody knew that it was the Carter and the Carter 1, 2, and 3. It was the mixtapes. It was
now
all the
Carter
Wayne.
4 comes soon.
Right? And then Lil Wayne collaborated with this guy from Canada who was in this show, Degrassi. He was in a wheelchair.
Fuck Drake.
Yeah.
And Drake kills for years, and he becomes the hip-hop giant Kendrick Lamar, who nipping at the toes, surely, but Drake is the biggest name in the industry. I thought this is a very clever thing for, like, hip-hop.
Yeah, well, it's just like, you know, Tupac and Biggie. I mean, there's been feuds in the hip-hop world for decades.
Well, you can't even really, like, as a hip-hop fan, you can't even really say Drake is a rapper.
I mean, yeah.
Because he is... I mean,
he used to call you on his cell phone.
He is very...
God, you're so right.
Very poppy. Very poppy. And I wouldn't even call his music. I would call it like R&B.
It's like a crossover.
He's definitely not. I would never put him in the same category as Tupac or Biggie.
No, not at all. You know, I'm just saying as far as feuds and everything goes.
Well, yeah.
Got, you know, Eminem.
Definitely a highlight. Definitely
Eminem a highlight. And fucking MGK.
And I think it's feud.
Now, Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem.
Oh, that was an easy. That wasn't even a feud. It was kind of like, you're buried as it is. So.
Yeah. Paint your fingernails, fucker.
Yeah.
When it comes to 2024, I do like that in the highlight. I think that meant a lot in the music community.
It
also spanned into, like I said, Andrew Schultz. Like, comedy even got involved with that. I think that is a high cultural theme for past year.
Definitely a moment.
I do think that.
A moment that happened. But another thing in music that happened, though, that I think broke the internet as well, was Linkin Park coming back together.
Linkin Park was huge. Back.
That was...
New metal?
Yeah, new metal for one thing, and then coming back with a female vocalist, and...
In, break it down
well,
a little
some
bit.
People saying replacing Chester, but she did not replace
She's not him replacing Chester.
At all. She was a damn good fit, because that new album is...
Solid.
It is a banger. It really is. It's
I have heard it two different ways, though, you know. Like, I talked to some people that are like, oh, man, Linkin Park sucks now, that chick singer. I'm like,
no.
I just can't get over the fact that this is a chick singer the problem.
I honestly, you listen to it, it has the same vibe. It has the same feel. Listen to it, you're like, that's Linkin Park.
Her voice is similar enough.
Yeah, enough. You know it's a chick, but...
You know it's a chick.
But you're like, that's Linkin Park.
I'm like, that sounds...
All day. You feel it, you know?
Mike Shinoda's still doing his thing. Yeah.
And that's again, one of the reasons they didn't rename it.
Yeah.
They didn't rename Linkin Park because what they did is Linkin Park. That's their sound.
Yeah.
You know, it's there. So, but I think that was a big moment in music as far as that coming back, because there was a lot of people that were... against it, and there were a lot of people
she shouldn't be in there. She shouldn't be in there. Oh my God.
Yeah, and I think it has died down a lot now. I think a lot of people have come to terms with it that work with it, but
I want to see them live. I had a buddy see them live, and she did really well, with the videos he posted on Snapchat. And I hate that.
Yeah.
Fucking hate that.
Yeah, put the phones up if you're at a concert. Just put them up. Nobody wants to see that.
But I was actually happy that he posted some videos of Linkin Park live, because.
Yeah, I'd go see him.
Yeah, sure. I would go see him.
Sure enough.
And I've seen real Linkin Park four or five times.
Nobody's ever going to replace Chester. He was awesome. He definitely was. And he is the man. But
let's just say this: I'm like John. If I see, and this is to all the bands out there, if you're out there, if your performance gets put on Snapchat and I see it. In that horrible video and audio quality, I'm
going to
count that against you. And I will never go see you live.
That's
the good thing about cell phones now, is they've kind of cut out the outside noise in the recording. And
you don't get to hear that drunk bitch
That's gonna bring you down to really only going to see any of Maynard's bands, because you go to a Perfect Circle, a Tool, or a Pussifer show, they ain't having it. They'll kick you out quick.
And I said all that to get you thinking. Now that you're not offended anymore, moving on with the list.
So the next thing we have, I'm going to bring it down a little bit, but one of them was, I don't know if any of y'all remember this, but it did break the internet a little bit, but the cutest little hippo.
Moaning!
Yeah, that was...
It ain't over!
There's a new one. I think they had another one, like a new hippo.
Well, now there's a tiger.
It was what we needed at the time.
Yeah.
There's a tiger now that played slap hands with a little boy at a zoo.
Mm-hmm. We got some cute little animals that we can get.
You know, we really need more wholesome stuff.
That's what we're trying to do here. We're being wholesome.
Not really. I mean, I...
Yeah, wish I had a picture of the little hippo. He's just as cute as can be. It's kind of like, man, I want one just to, I want to hold him and tickle his chin.
I would rather see shit like that than fucking pretty much anything else on the internet.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Any of these internet influencers, I think they're fucking idiots. Just, you're not influencing anything. Just, nobody cares.
I mean, you just put like a whole hour montage of turtles and John will be fine. He'll be...
You see how...
You only have to do a commentary over it, really.
Just pictures.
Really, you don't have to do all that.
You see how people are putting less influence, or less, like, weight towards...
That's why we make such shitty content.
Internet influencers these days. There for a while, man, people were like, I've been watching this guy on YouTube for just... Why? Why have you been watching that guy on YouTube? Who the fuck is he? What does he do? Well, he teaches me how to work on my car. I'm like, nah, that's cool.
I mean,
that's content that's needed.
Informal stuff, yeah, exactly. Stuff I can search.
YouTube like, University,
How can I do this? You know, when I buy something that's broken already, how can I fix this?
I don't understand it. Why we got so caught up in everybody else's life there for a while?
Hey. We're still caught up.
Yeah,
we made a list about it. By the way,
it's all just a distraction for the main event. All it is.
What's the main event, then?
We don't know yet. It's happening, though. It's going to
come.
It's
coming. Yeah.
It's definitely coming. The main event's happening eventually. It's going to be like, oh. And then we're all going to be like, well, damn. If only I wasn't worried about all this other bullshit.
Yeah.
I think that's a good wrap. I don't want to do movies without Cobb.
Huh? Okay. That's fine. We ain't got to do. Well, that's just part of it. I got others, too.
I want to keep this, and I want to keep doing this. We're going to do it again the next time that we meet. We hope that Brother Cobb comes back. You'll probably say 2 weeks, so we'll have to stretch this out further. But we're going to take a break, and we might come back.
Yeah. Well, I got two more things on this list, and then we can hit back.
We'll come back.
I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
I wanted to live. some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I'm about 5 pounds heavier because it's raining outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got the polar vortex coming up. Did you know about that?
Oh yeah.
We got it. Got it coming through. We got a lot of storms, tornadoes, hail, and then this is gonna get cold as shit. Damn Frosty the Snowman.
I blame it on Cobb.
Could be Krampus.
Krampus, he says.
Now let's go with Cobb.
Let's go with Cobb. All right. You want to get back to the list?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Let's hook this up. We can finish this part of the internet breaking scenes. But, of course, the last two things I have for the internet breaking is more kind of local around this area, you know. So I'm not sure where you're listening from. But here in the South, one of the big things that was really awesome is that the Northern Lights made an appearance here.
Yes. Put together list. Thank you, Danny, bringing that up.
Hey, I thought that was fucking interesting.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Wasn't that cool?
That was like, how many of us have always been like, man, I'd love to see the Northern Lights.
Oh, I would.
And you plan to travel, then you learn that you can't afford it ever.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden this damn fucking solar storm happens, and then all of a sudden we can see it in the South. Well, it wasn't as
couldn't
prevalent.
See it with the naked
eye.
Yeah,
it wasn't as prevalent, but you know, it was.
You could take a picture of it.
It was really pretty awesome. I was like, and it came twice. We got to see it twice in 1 year. That was
good job, Benny.
Really cool. And then another one, even more local, was the Columbus pig. The hog, the 560-pound hog that got.
How many puns could we make? I never saw a pig make so much out of a pig. I never saw a pig ride a pig. I never thought I would see a pig get caught on a pig.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
I never knew how much a pig loved a pig.
Yeah, about two pigs, right?
How much pig can
a pig? Yeah.
Pig.
Yeah, that was crazy, and the fact that it was right here in my backyard.
Yeah,
that
they came to your yard first.
Yeah, well, it wasn't first. I actually found out later that it was like roaming around for like 2 weeks. Because I put a post on our local thing, and it got denied. I was like, "What the hell?" It's like somebody has lost their fucking pig. You know, it's like this is a big ass hog. And then apparently, I looked back, and there were like more and more posts about it. And I was like, "Oh well." But it just so happened.
It was a thing.
It stayed around my pasture back here for like 3 days. And then finally it just wandered off. And then somebody else finally called the cops on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just... I mean, why would you call the cops on a pig?
Well, why not?
Why don't you call the pigs on a pig, man?
Yeah,
they speak their language, you know?
Yeah. As a way of, like, 2024 personal, I guess, I would like to share this is, I had a lot of personal growth this year. My dad passed away in January.
Bless his soul.
And in May.
Mine passed away in May.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
2024 sucked, guys.
John, you dealt with it a lot better than I did. Because you want to talk about dealing with things. I think we should, a little bit. Not take too much time on it. I would truly say that I had been acting out foolishly up until the point of my DUI, and that was when I finally got my shit together. And that is when I finally sat down and started dealing with my dad's death in a healthy way. And also, like, was dealing with things that I should have dealt with long ago. John, I think about this. Although I am not sober, I still drink. But I took some time.
Well, you went kind of sober when you had to blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit.
You were good, but good at moderating.
But like, man, like to your story, and like I would say that this show, although we do drink on the show, sure, we do promote sobriety and we do respect it.
Mental health. That's the
thing. We're big on that, and I will say that as 2024 progressed, back in November, I got my license reinstated, and everything went back to good. I wasn't paying the state every 2 weeks, all this and that.
Didn't have to get your device recalibrated every 3 days.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. What I did on New Year's is I sit my ass at the house.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing to do.
You should have called me, didn't I? Drove you anywhere you want to go.
I didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, glad.
I wanted to be at my house and then go to bed.
It's not worth going here. It would have been really nice to have been in New Orleans for.
Well, not
but,
really,
but
dude.
Not this time, though. You know, it's one of those things
here
you
got
to think. No, you think to yourself, you're like, oh, yeah, let's go down to New Orleans. I've been to Memphis on New Year's. I've been... He's like, let's go down to New Orleans. Yeah, but
Billy Strings was playing
some,
down there.
Some crazy shit go on. You just never know. I mean, my heart goes out. I love New Orleans.
Love that place.
And I hate that happened. That's definitely a tragic thing. That
I wonder, you know, though, there has to have been a way he could have been stopped.
He could have been, probably. But, I mean, who would have, I mean, who in a million years would have thought that would have happened?
Yeah, who would have been really prepared for something like that to have happened?
Yeah, exactly. Who would have even thought that, because they had the same barricades they have had up
for years.
Ever. Yeah. Forever. You know, other than, you know.
And they've been in the same places for fucking years.
It's not like, I mean, anybody could have done that at any point in time, and nobody would have even thought that would have happened, you know. So
I don't want to be insensitive at all, but I have got to say it. To the point of what you're saying, who would want to do that to that community?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What kind of animal?
What? The guy that did it.
I mean, he had to have been, you know, they...
They say he's trained by the U.S. Army?
I don't know about all that.
You believe that?
He may have been ex-military. It's possible. It's quite possible.
A beloved town of the United States. Yeah, a city of bourbon. A city that got wiped out by Katrina. And on New Year's Day, you want to commit an atrocity?
Knowing that there will be tons of tourists there because it's a holiday.
Yeah.
It's a drinking holiday, so you know Canal, Bourbon.
It's going to be full of people.
All the people are going to be there,
You lay trouble on troubled nation.
It was thought out.
His main goal.
He wanted to go where the most people were.
Was to do as much damage as he possibly could.
Why not do it at New York? Times Square. Couldn't get in there, could you?
Couldn't lock down. Because they're prepared for that kind of shit now.
You seen in, actually, I've just saw recently in New York, in Manhattan area or whatever, they're starting to...
Blockade.
Well, not really blockade. They're starting to charge tolls to go through the busy parts of town or whatever. So if you drive in there, you've got to pay like a $9 fee to go down this road.
Traffic was always a nightmare anyway.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anytime I went, I always walked, so it is what it is.
I had to drive.
Yeah, that's how it goes, but still... But hearts go out to New Orleans, though.
Yeah,
and
sure.
All the families that were affected on that definitely was horrible.
I am glad one thing that Facebook does is the March Safe feature.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a lot of friends that were down there.
People that were actually down there at the time. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
I remember seeing, one of our friends that was that posted the night before. They were there. It was like, cool. And I woke up the next morning. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, what? Shit.
And then saw that they were marked safe. I was like, that's great.
Then you start seeing the people rolling in marking safe. Yeah.
Blow up in Las Vegas in front of the Trump Hotel.
Yeah, and why is that so significant? Why is that it blew up in front of the Trump Hotel?
Okay,
so
it'll be just forgotten as the Las Vegas shooter, huh? You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody talks about that?
Yeah.
Look, listen. You gotta know a sob when you see one. Am I saying this is a sob? No. Maybe just... What was going on during that time, really?
Fair. Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it was...
You don't think I care that a girl from Noxubee County, from this area, she told her mom she wanted to go to New Orleans. Her mom told her no, and she snuck down there with her cousin anyway. You don't think I mourn the death of one of our own? You don't think I care? Really? I know the story. I fucking care. Who can predict some bullshit like that?
Mm-hmm. That's all. Nobody knows what's going on. That's why every day you gotta live it in the fullest, man.
And there was C4 lined up on the fucking light poles.
Yeah.
You don't see that?
Shit happens.
I've been down there, and I always look at the poles. I look for the stickers.
John's always looking at poles.
Yeah, always looking at the poles down there.
He goes down on the other end of Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I go down on that rainbow end.
Mercy.
But anyway.
That's a thought, really. I don't have a left-right political view on that. I think it's an overall tragedy, and I hate it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. It sucks, and I mean, you know, we're so, skeptical now. We don't know if it was really just a fucking crazy person or if it was a fucking false flag.
You really have to be careful with things like this.
Yeah, you don't know. You just want to be like, yeah, I'm sorry for the people who lost their lives.
You want to have an emotional response, but oftentimes you find out that people in power want to play with your emotions this way.
Yeah, they want to get you... They want us to be...
Really?
Yeah. They want to manipulate us to where they can control the majority of the population.
There you go. Don't disagree.
But one of the other things that really, really sucked in 2024 is the beginning of death to retail. If anybody has noticed, I don't know if you noticed or not, but... there are tons of businesses just shutting down left and right, just like it was just a fad. It just everybody's like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to shut down. And I have a list of a few. That's not even all of them. I have a list. So.
I am an old school shopper. I like to go
in the store. You like the brick and mortar, do you?
Like to go in the
Who store. Who does it?
I mean, so what we have here is this list. I mean, it's a lot of big corporate style places shut down. I hate corporate America for one thing, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, is this going to be a time for mom and pop stores to shine? I don't know. Is it the death of retail altogether? We don't know yet. But I mean, as we go through, I mean, we've got more to come this year that are shutting down, but I've got a list of probably 12 or 13 here that are pretty reputable businesses that are going to, I mean, just think, you know, we lived through that time, and now there is no more. There is no more of this. Like, you are not going to find this anymore. You
know? It's hard to find shoes. I like shoes, and it's very hard to find.
That's one thing. Cool got. Shoes. We got a lot of shoe places.
We do have a shoe place.
Well, they all have the same.
Yeah,
it's the
same shoes. Yeah, you're right.
They all got 27 different pairs of Jordans.
To be honest with you, with anything, if you want to find something different, you have to go online to get it.
And to be fair, him and Cobb are the biggest shoe heads I know.
Definitely so. Yeah, definitely into it.
Yeah, I like shoes.
I like shoes. I like the way they look. I don't really. I give a shit less about wearing them. That's the thing about it. Because I'm going to buy a $300 pair of shoes. I'll just set it up in my damn closet. I'll never wear them. You know?
We know that to be true.
The rims, man. I like the way Cobb explained it. It's
it's like rims for your feet. Yeah, it is. It is. But man, I've been like, man, you can clean a rim pretty easily. You can't clean shoes. Aren't too easy
they're
to clean.
They're a little harder to come back from.
Yeah, they are.
And see, now like these Nikes are
I know
geared.
People who check the weather before they wear their shoes.
Oh, yeah. They got shoes for the right day.
That's
these,
true.
These are Dunk Winter Lows.
Oh, there
you go. So, Dunk Winter Lows.
Dunk Winter Lows is what they're called.
Oh, there you go.
So they're kind of warmer. They got like mesh to keep them kind of waterproof. So when springtime comes or summertime comes, I'm going to have to get a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, they're going to be sweating them out.
Sweating them out.
Well, see, well, then you're going to have to order them online and hope to God they fit, you know?
Yeah, see, that's my thing. Yeah. Some shoes I wear an 11 and a half, some shoes I wear a 12.
A lot of stores are going to have their online, they're going to have like what Amazon has, you know, they have to try it on, you know?
Yeah.
Send
it to your house and try it on for a week and see if you like it, and if you don't like it, send it back. They don't charge until you keep it, you know, that kind of thing. That's going to have to happen, but, you know. But back to my list, though, just to kind of go in a – this is in kind of an order because it kind of goes to how many stores have shut down this year. Starting with the biggest one was Family Dollar. I think everybody that had a Family Dollar in the store, they saw that happening.
Yeah, and I missed the Family
there's
Dollar.
There's still plenty open right now, but honestly, if you had two or three in your town, you know at least one or two of them shut down.
You've lost the big one, or you lost the small one.
Yeah, one or the other. It's that, or it could have been the Family Dollar, Dollar Tree combined, or whatever it was.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. There's one of those in Reform.
Yeah. Well, hell, we had one in Millport. It wasn't even open a year, and it shut down.
That's true.
It was like it was a brand new store sitting there still. I was like, man, okay. So, but.
R.I.P. Jack Willis.
Which Reform's starting to have a little resurgence.
Back to that too. Back to the Millport guy.
They're getting the AutoZone. Reform is.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, in the old family, or old Dollar General. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I pray more industry comes to the city.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna cut down. It's gonna cut Carquest's throat.
Yeah. That's part of competition. That's how it works.
Yeah. And you know, if Buzz...
Let's not pretend. It would be different to me, John. And I understand CarQuest because I've done business with CarQuest. I've done a lot of business with them. CarQuest does have a more mom-and-pop feel.
Yeah, but they're a corporation, too.
But there's... That's why I don't care.
Yeah, it's the same thing across the board.
If it was McGarity's Auto...
Yeah, it'd be different.
I'd give a fuck!
Yeah, but...
yeah. Yeah, CarQuest is
still all nationwide.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of something else that's all nationwide, it'd be, how about CVS?
CVS gone.
Man, they shut down 586 stores. There's still some available right now. There's still one in Starkville. So I saw there's a CVS still in Starkville, but, you know.
They also had a dirt cheap, didn't they?
Nope, that's definitely on the list. We're getting there. Get ahead of yourself, man. Because we got a lot of other things going on.
And we all know why those CVS's and Walgreens are struggling, don't we? You remember California for the past 4 years? And they're getting their asses arrested now, aren't they? Yeah, how about that? You didn't act quick enough. And now look at all these businesses going bankrupt. Here's a list, jackass.
One of them being Big Lots.
Box store.
Already 580 stores have shut down.
Box store.
And we've got more to go because the rest of them are shutting down too. But I have heard that they were able to sign something to be able to keep some stores. But yeah. They're probably not going to have it. Maybe 200 probably over, yeah. over the nation, to be honest with you. So it's so that's still kind of a, which they kind of turned into a like a furniture store.
Yeah.
They used to be good back in the day, but they, I see why they're shutting down. It's not.
I'm a fan of Ross.
Ross is good. Yeah. I'm glad they're still around for now. We yeah. don't know. We don't know what's happening because.
You have to be careful with those procurement.
I mean, something that I guess right. hit hard here in Columbus was Rue 21. I mean, I never
Rue 21 and Starbucks gone.
It's everywhere. They shut all of them down. They shut 543 every single one of their stores down.
You know, back when I was in high school and in college, like most of the girls I was like talking to or involved with, they were constantly taking clothes there or getting clothes from there.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's evaporating.
Yeah, it's gone. It's been gone.
And then like...
It's the middle of the year.
In like 2 or 3 years, you'd be like, remember Rue 21?
Hell. No.
I can't tell you how many cigarettes I smoked in the parking lot waiting for my dumbass girlfriend to get out of the store.
Well, you know, that was the only store we had
trading
in our mall that was front facing.
Yeah.
And then it shut down. That was like right after they remodeled the mall. It was like the only store we had. And then as soon as they remodeled it, they shut down. They're like, damn.
Like,
it's what it is. You know.
I'm kind of glad, though, that like the bills or whatever.
That's on here. That's, I have these on the end as far as like because it was more local, what really affected us. But we'll go ahead and go to that. Yeah, because bills was in the mall. Shut down, which was used to be Burke's Outlet before that.
Was Burke's
and then,
Outlet.
Then it turned to bills, which is kind of like a...
Right when it
kind of like a
right when it quit being Cold Burks, we all knew what it meant.
Yeah, they were like, well, they're changing the name. That means they finna go out. So that was the only like big department store in the mall.
Yeah,
and now it's gone.
It's gone.
And then along with Kato's, which was like the only other high end, somewhat high end like clothing store.
Yeah,
it is gone. So
I have really like, really, heck? I have questions. Balenciaga, all these big brand stores that are right next door to these mall shopping outlets that were, you saw it just as well as I did. I'm not saying I believe the shit, okay? But it would appear that their stores would be raided too. Maybe not just because of the price point. And we all know that what you had, you could rob up to $900.
Yeah, man, walk away.
And it walk away.
Yeah.
I think that's been reformed now.
Yeah.
But anyway, is like my point is like that shit that happens on the West Coast with a Walgreens or a CVS, the ripple effect hurts us more, and we don't have we don't have anything else.
Nope.
You see,
ain't nothing to fall back on. You're right. It's
see,
it's like nothing. It's like, well, it's gone. Well. Can't do anything. Just like...
And, like, to tell you a little bit about, like, land and commercial property and property in general, it ain't really set up for a mom and pop right now unless mom and pop has a little moolah. Okay?
Yeah. That's how it works. Death to retail. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, death to retail. I think there was a movie about that, a documentary or something.
Something's going to happen. It'll be on Netflix before you know it. That'll be next year's thing.
Yeah, look at the Jasper Mall for a redaction.
Because the next thing I have on my list here is it didn't really affect anything around here because we don't have them around here, but you all know them. And if you've traveled north or west or anything, you've seen them. 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows the 7-Eleven, even though we don't have them in the South. We don't have them in the South, but you know, 7-Eleven's closed 492 stores. That's that is for a convenience store. That's ridiculous.
I'm not mad about it.
I'm not mad about it either. And we wouldn't be. You know, it'd be different if it was one of these on the end.
No. I'm saying when I lived in Memphis, there were 7-Elevens up there, and their gas pumps didn't shut off.
It would overflow your shit.
It would overflow your car.
Yeah.
I do, like, let me take a pause right there. Like, with that mass chain like that, John's exactly right. When you pull up to that chain, oftentimes it's like a Love's. I remember when Love's first came to Columbus. I remember when we first got a Bucky's outside of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Or a Bucky's down by Foley, down by Gulf Shores, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you've heard the name, you saw the meme on social media, and it's heartwarming, and you just trust it, and you want to use it. 7-Eleven has that kind of a feel, because, like, you think about a shitty hot dog that has been spinning on a warmer all day, right? Yeah, you think about that?
Yeah.
And you picture the slushies, you picture the wet floors, you picture the fucking bathroom. The bathroom has a shit exploding out of it somehow. And this is 7-Eleven. And while we are so upset, for those of you not listening, possibly from India, we don't like shit flowing out of our toilets. Like, we like shit going down to the sewer. You don't prance around in it, dance in it. Not really something that one does. You understand?
Dance through shit in the bathroom. I try
that. Yeah, we like a clean shitter. So, like, the 7-Eleven shutdown, understood.
Not that big of a deal, but it's pretty high on the list as far as them out.
If they start shutting those Sprint Mars down, I tell you what, right now
that's gonna be more.
That would make me super happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you do then?
But
God, don't use them usually unless I have to.
He's had this vendetta with Sprint Mart for at least 6 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like Sprint Mart. I have no problem with them. but then we got like all of our little kind of, you know, I'd say little pharmacies, but not really little pharmacies. They're big ones, kind of like Rite Aid.
Yeah. Rite Aid's gone. Yeah. Rite Aid's
done. Rite Aid, 408 stores shut down. And then right behind it, Walgreens, 259, plus we've got more. Probably the rest of them are going probably this year. You know,
Dad.
Walgreens. I mean, it's just like...
What a good time to be a pharmacist in a small town.
Just crazy.
Or think about the small pharmacies, like you got Chris's pharmacies here locally. They're doing great.
A lot of them are loving that. I get it. Yeah, like the little one in Millport, they love it. It's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I get it, and I actually appreciate that, to be honest with you. I would much
That's
rather
the good
go,
side of it?
That is the good side.
You want to hear the side I don't like?
What's that?
The people in a town such as Fett, small town,
has
a Walgreens,
where
many people get their insulin,
where
many people get the meds that they need on a weekly basis.
They're going to have no
choice. Now it ain't available.
No, they'll have no choice but to go to a mom and pop.
Yeah.
And it'll be more expensive.
Maybe.
That's not. You have to. We have to look at everything, okay? We don't have all the answers. I'm just telling you from personal fucking experience, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Got two answers.
Next ones that are coming through is Advanced Auto Parts.
They're out.
O'Reilly?
Not yet.
Did you know the history behind those two stores, John? You know it?
Nope.
No, enlighten me.
Advance. Everybody.
Time Story out. Time.
All right, let's do a.
Right, that's it.
Advance Auto was invented by a guy. Okay?
Very successful.
Well, he had a wife. The business became more successful. He found out that he wanted to have sex with as many women as he would like. He found out he didn't want to be married anymore. Okay, well, he divorced his wife. She got some money. She invented O'Reilly.
That's where the O face comes from.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Have you ever noticed in any town you've ever been in that when you see... And Advanced Auto Parts.
O'Reilly's is not far from it.
O'Reilly's is not far away.
It's either across the road, right next door, or right down the road.
Thank you very much. You are affirming what I'm saying.
Yes.
And so that is very ironic that one is going out. And I wonder if the other stays in, because that is a...
Lucrative
kind of thing. Exactly. What would happen to, what is AutoZone? Yeah. What about that?
Yeah, AutoZone's the next
guy that is just completely non-affiliated.
Yeah. I'm a fan of AutoZone over both of the auto parts.
I just went to AutoZone.
Yeah.
I typically go
to AutoZone over all of them, to be honest with you, just because that's where I've always, even though I live closer to both O'Reilly's and Advance Auto. Oh, I just went to AutoZone. I don't know why. I just did. That's just where I always went. Mm-hmm. Not that the people were any more knowledgeable or they had any better stuff. It's just that's just where I felt to go. Yeah,
cookie crumbled.
AutoZone.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all ever heard of that rumor about, like, Advance?
I never heard that in my life.
Does it make sense now that you...
It does.
Like, when you're going down the street, they're always together?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you separate it?
So what's with the Family Dollar, the Dollar General, and the Dollar Tree? You know, where they're all, like, in the same...
Well...
same building.
John Mike can help me with this conspiracy. So you have... Arkansas, Fayetteville,
okay.
Walmart.
Yeah.
Biggest supermarket, right?
Yeah.
Ever, possibly.
I remember when the Columbus one was the biggest one. It was back in 2000. But you know.
Dollar General steps into the market, and they had this great campaign.
Okay.
We ain't going to build as big a buildings, but we're going to offer it in multiple sites, very convenient for people.
Oh.
They want to be within 2 miles of every...
Built up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to take the convenience away from Walmart.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
It don't matter if Walmart has the lowest prices. We're closer.
We're right next to you. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to go into the town anymore.
You got to go into this big building with everybody else. You can go right here next door to where you live and pick you up some milk.
Like, Dollar Generals are going in.
We all know that... Family Dollar and Dollar Tree are fucking struggling. Yeah, but like Dollar Tree, it just keeps popping up. And they have Dollar General markets.
Dollar Generals, yeah. They're everywhere. But you're going to go into every single one of the Dollar Generals. There's only going to be one person working it. And all their shit that's supposed to be on the shelf is going to be in a rack in the middle of the damn aisle. No matter.
That doesn't matter, Danny.
Everyone
they're in they're in phase two of their plan.
Oh, they must be. They need to phase it on out.
That's phase three, okay? They're just establishing themselves.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't have to like them.
Yeah.
You're there because they're there.
Yeah, we got to build all these things first. Okay. We'll get
you
them
understand?
All.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They want a Dollar General in every community.
Hell yeah.
You'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and tell me when.
Say 2025.
Farmer market wasn't better. You can't do a former market anymore, at asshole. There's too many. You have to grow your own. You know somebody? You know somebody? Do you?
What happens?
You know a guy?
I know how to grow stuff.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What else happened in 2024? Because we really started... thinking a whole lot less of the government, didn't we?
I give a shit what they, you know, Trump's president now. Woo. Is it going to affect my life very much?
No.
Probably not.
Might make it worse, John.
Might make it worse. Might make it better. Probably not going to make it better because the government has never helped the people. The government's never going to help the people. And we're just pawns in their game.
I want you to wake up and smell the roses, huh?
Yeah.
What else you got on there?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's that 2024 turned into a lot of party poopers.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. If you thought this was a political ad, everybody five, I'm going to say the N-word. Really? Five,
it's not.
Four, three, two, one. Never would I do that. Thank you.
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you.
But as I was saying, it's turned everybody to a lot of party poopers because it started the phase of phasing out Party City. Party City.
They can't even survive anymore.
They're not partying anymore.
You believe that?
Every single one.
They can't even afford a party.
You can't even get a balloon anymore. You can't whip it no more.
No. Can you believe that?
Whip it? No. Like, damn.
People can't get high no more.
I can probably count on one hand how many times I've been inside of a Party City, so I get it. But,
yeah.
But you know, Party City, you know, if you needed something for a party, they had it.
They had it.
But now, I guess we just all pooped out. We done partied out and like, fuck it. We don't need all that shit to have a party anymore, is it?
Well,
is
no. No, people are doing like...
They're making their own shit?
No, they're taking little kid decorations and making them into adult parties.
Hey, whatever. But, I mean, how are these people going to be doing their reveal videos on Facebook and stuff?
That shit's so stupid anyway. Who gives a fuck?
You're going to have no 10-foot balloons to fill up with chalk. You know, what are you going to
do? Oh, let me bring this up. And I hope it gets shared.
We'll make a reel out of it.
Let's By the way, I mean no hate towards this. I don't think you know what you're talking about. We have a recording studio in town. Downtown, they're setting up the back room, podcast room. They're going to buy all the microphones, stands, DSLR cameras. I'll get to that in a minute.
I think we already established that at the beginning.
Yeah.
We did that?
I'm
on repeat.
Yeah, you're set on repeat, buddy.
You already know my feelings on that.
Yeah.
Not with it. Thank you.
Not happy with it at all. We know. And there's something else that I'm not happy with, which is the last thing on my list, which hurt me hard, hits me to the soul. And if you had one of these in your town, and it's gone now, and you feel the same pain I do, I feel you. But it's dirt cheap. Damn dirt cheap. Why'd you have to go?
He's coming out.
Man, that was my favorite place, man.
He's coming out.
Made a lot of money from Dirt Cheap.
I made
a
lot of money off of Dirt Cheap.
He's coming out.
I did. That was where it was. It hurt me to the core. As soon as I found out. And I know there's a lot of other people out there feel the same way. I mean, now I feel bored. I'm like, that was a place I'd go when I was bored. I'm like, I'm going to go walk around, see if there's some steals I can find. No. Not anymore. Like, whatever. Can't do it.
Yeah.
But oh well. R.I.P. Dirt Cheap.
The death of 2024.
Death of retail, 2024. Here we go. It's only going to get worse, guys. It's only going to get worse. We got more and more stores coming. That was only a tip of the list, too, for this year.
You know what I'm waiting on, man? I want to see Walmart get shut down.
I could deal with that a whole lot better than anything else, to be honest with you. If Walmart were to shut down, I'd be like, okay, whatever. You know how long this business I've been to Walmart? I don't know, but it's been a little while. I have not been to Walmart in a while.
I have to go.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. But at one point there was stuff that Walmart had, the only thing I could get. And then it got to the point where I was like, I just learned to live without it.
I feel it.
They're the only place that sells native deodorant.
I wanted to kill the show, and I got this damn squinch in my stomach. I mean, y'all.
You got to poop.
Yep. You got to poop.
He's got to poop.
Gotta poop. Do you ever feel that way? Really?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, really.
I poop all the time.
No. Hear me out. Really?
Yes.
Bill Maher. Small business wise, like, I'm trying to take a big leap and buy a small business.
Go for it, yeah.
And do something. But at the same time, like, it always feels like there's a big squeeze.
It is.
On small business.
Well, the business that you're going in.
It's different.
It is a little different. At. Yes, it's, but.
It's kind of like selling crack.
Yeah.
Sales itself.
It's legal.
Yeah.
But like just in general. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if you, let's say you were looking into starting a standalone music shop.
Yeah. Fucking good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to sell all the instruments you can possibly sell and strings and, you know, whatever else, straps and all the shit. Well, then Guitar Center moves in, the old Kmart cooked. Building. Yeah. You're done. Your whole life savings is gone.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary, dude, now. Yeah. About being a small business owner, because you can fucking be like killing it,
and then all of a sudden one thing pops in and you're done. I mean, that's where their American dream is dying too.
So. Yeah. So just as things like those stores you have the list of are dying, there's other businesses that are thriving. Growing.
Well, that's what I noticed too. There's a lot of the like the cheap stores.
Yeah.
The ones that got you the value. Those are the ones that are shut down. All the big name, like big price, like ones you hardly ever want to go in because it's so expensive. They're the ones thriving. That's what's so crazy.
I love Carhartt. You guys,
I run a good brand. They got some good stuff. Yeah.
They have a fashion line. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
I can see it too, dude.
No, it's actually, they have some pretty cool shit, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's called Carhartt WIP, which means work in progress.
Oh, I bet it is.
It adds, like, let's say those pants you have on, they're already
not
cheap. $45
They're already not
at
cheap.
The store, give or take. WIP Carhartt pants would be $75
Just because they have WIP.
Just because they have the WIP on there.
Yep. These are designer.
Oh, designer.
Did you know that when I go get my work pants, WIP only? Whoa! I get dirty in designer jeans. Did you know that about me?
They do have a cool-ass paisley jacket on.
John's already getting through the catalog. He's like, yep.
I'm just saying.
I'm like, shit. I'll
pay. Who misses them? The catalogs?
Dude, man, I love catalogs.
Man, the JCPenney's catalog and the Sears catalog, man, that was...
Any catalog, period.
Any catalog. The East Bay. What about East
Bay?
East Bay.
I actually want to publish my own magazine.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
And I just want to talk about... what we like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just anybody that would like it, I would send it to them.
Yeah.
Just call us weekly.
We'll have like music, movies,
and shit we liked back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, what's my favorite?
No, there would be more than that, though, dude. Like, we.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
look out now.
Hey, it is going down
it's
here.
Going down it's going down now.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah. We are all going off.
Warning.
Yeah.
National service. Here we go.
Oh, no.
It was a warning. That's not a watch. That's a warning.
Anything else to do?
Yeah, there you
go. Oh, my God.
We got half an hour, so.
Man. It's going to take a half hour for this thing to unload.
Yeah, we might. We'll hold
anything else we need to do?
We're good. What's that? I think I'm done with my list for one thing. So, I mean, yeah. I think.
I'm good.
I think that was a good call to. To wrap it up.
Adjourned.
Yeah, definitely so. Appreciate y'all.
Peace.
Well, we're going to get safe, so. we got half an hour to... Yep, more coming. That was wild. That was perfect, actually.
Lights have started burning my tired eyes. I brought all my favorite records. I've heard them all 100 times. Up ahead there's a truck stop. It feels like some cosmic apology. You wake up and ask why we're stopping. I said just go on back to sleep. I just need to get out. For a little while. There's people always talking with no regard for what they say, as if some uncomfortable silence steal their voice away. My mind walks out on conversation. People ask, where do you go? I never know what to tell them. The truth is, even I don't know. I just need to get out. I need to get out. For a little while. some elaborate finale with explosions and gale force winds. Life's just burning my tired eyes. I guess everybody gets their way. I'm sure I could use a little sleep. I still don't want to stay that way. I just need to get out.
Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.